This is a public service announcement. This episode is brought to you by Novatech. Novatech is a corporate innovation platform launching Innovate Nigeria Conference on February 6 to 7, 2024. This is a conference for startups and corporates to deepen corporate innovation in Nigeria. Check out www.novatechconference.com. N-O-V-A, novatechconference.com. See you there.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Curious K podcast. It's a beautiful day here in Lagos. And today, we have the pleasure of speaking with Kasali Oluwatobi. Toby is a CEO and founder of Eden. He's a tech-savvy Christian with over a decade of service in his church. And he has extensive experience in the fintech and the marketing industry. Guys, this is really going to be an exciting conversation. Toby is a friend, he's an amazing guy, and I'm very excited to have him on Curious K podcast today. And we're going to delve into his journey, we'll explore his passion for technology, faith, you know, serving other people, you know, and how he's been able to match technology with building a wonderful service for the faith community. I actually saw something interesting on his LinkedIn profile when I was just checking, preparing for this podcast. And Toby said, imagine integrating Facebook and Stripe. That's like 2.6 billion people, you know, and creating a massive community for them. And I think that is really, really exciting. So without much ado, Toby, welcome to Curious K podcast today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kolako, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here today. Today has been amazing. The week has been long, been really tasking, but we really thank God for today.
Great, amazing. And guys, I like to call Toby TK. So if you hear me saying TK because of the conversation, I know we are talking about T. Toby. All right, so let's get into it, Toby. So can you share with us your journey, you know, into entrepreneurship with us? How did it all start for you?
So I think for me, entrepreneurship came at a much later stage in my life. So initially, when I tried applying to a couple of universities, I wanted to apply for architecture, but I got accepted into a different university. Computer science. I really didn't like programming like that. I didn't like anything technology. I just wanted to run away from technology because I remember that time, I think I had a couple of issues and struggles with those courses. So when I came out, I did something different, an electricity company. And when I left, I came back to Lagos. I
had the opportunity to work with a fintech company,
Amplified Payment Systems Limited. That was when I was working with Shego and DME. 2017 was when I had my first, let me say exposure with technology, and that's when I understood how technology could be used as a tool to facilitate processes and create wonderful experiences. So 2017, coupled with my daily routine in church, then I was with RCCG, one of the RCCG, and I was basically a worker under one of my senior pastors and daddies. Then for someone like him in his position, because he controlled like lots of sub-parishes, and we got talking and he said something that he needed to visit all the church parishes that were under the district and basically just know how they're doing in terms of the membership growth and stuff like that. So I was more like, that's a bit too much. That's a lot of stress. Why can't he just be able to sit down from one dashboard and be able to see the health and the growth of all the churches under his district, and at the same time have tools that will enable him do more while doing less? So that was when it first came to me. The idea popped up to me, and I said, oh, this is actually a solution that I think people would really love and churches would really appreciate. That's when the idea of Simple Church first came in. So the first time it came up as Simple Church, then I took it up from there, talked to a couple of people, tried to get a couple of guys on board to build this, but it really didn't turn out well because the team kept breaking due to certain reasons. Then fast forward, I wanted to understand how financial, basically the finance space, and I also wanted to understand the marketing space, branding, communications, and stuff like that. So I dived into a little bit of investment banking work, and I also dived into a little bit of marketing as well. Managed a couple of top brands, top FMCG brands, and basically I was able to understand how marketing and branding fit into entrepreneurship and basically making a great product and being able to sell it. And my entrepreneurship journey started from 2017, trying to build the product all the way to 2020, facing lots of challenges on the way over the years, till I was able to form a very solid team. Then we released the product officially in 2022, August 1st. Then here we are.
Interesting story, right? I mean, I think working with like different organizations has been very helpful. You know, I believe you also mentioned management, investment banking. I believe all those experiences would have been very helpful to you in building Eden. All right, so I would like to know, what is Eden really? Can you tell us about what that is Eden a product? Is it a company? What problem is Eden solving? And how did you actually merge, you know, your tech expertise, you know, curiosity for technology? You mentioned the Simple Church product. How did you merge that, you know, with faith, with your faith-based activity to create Eden? But I would like you to start with telling us what this is all about first.
Okay, so Eden, like the word in, if you say to anybody, they'll tell you, oh, is it the Garden of Eden, right? That's the narrative we're trying to push out there. If we take it back to the beginning of creation, where God created Adam and Eve, Eden was the place where people would have really seamless communication with God without distractions, without any outsider or third party. They could literally speak directly with God, and God could actually speak directly back. So we thought about it and we said, how can we be able to create a global community where Christians of multiple denominations, either you're Catholic, either you're Anglican, you're Pentecostal, whatever denomination that you are, you can still be able to come in, grow your spiritual life by having access to multiple faith-related content, also be able to stay connected to your church on the move, and basically be able to do the things of God every day and win souls. So we decided that let's create such community and connect people all together. So Eden is more like a special community for Christians, where they can be able to connect, access faith-related content to boosting their spiritual faith, and also be able to stay connected and get closer to God. At Eden, we are basically on a mission for us to continue producing technologies that will make soul winning easy, soul nurturing easy. If you look at today right now, a lot of Christians, after the whole pandemic, have to start using a couple of multiple apps: WhatsApp for your community management, YouTube, Facebook, and the rest for your live streaming services, and you've been able to watch your pastors or your church live and stay updated with church activities and programs, and also using third-party apps for you to pay your donations, and sometimes it's a lengthy process. So you realize that your spiritual life also is all around the place. And the need for you to be able to have your spiritual life in one place where it's all positive, it's all about your spiritual uplifting, and basically it allows you to fulfill the mandate of God, which is actually soul winning, right? So that's why we built Eden.
So how does the platform work, right? Is it like a mobile application? Is it like a web application? As a member of the church, how do I like access Eden? You know, what is like the core benefit, you know, for church? You know, it's clear what you've said in terms of soul winning, creating that community where people can have interactions without distractions, right? I can be on Instagram, right? Checking out like the feed of my church, you know, and I'm just going to get a notification. I'm distracted to some other tweets, you know, but yeah. Eden is going to create a platform for me. So tell us, you know, how can, from a user side, from a church goer side or a church member side, how does the platform work? And from the management side of the church, if you can just share that with us.
Yeah, so the way it works, first, we categorize it into two aspects. Like, we have a mobile app and we also have a web application system. On the web application system is where the church gets to register. And once they register on the web platform, they become available on the mobile platform for their members to join them. So what they simply do is this: when they register, they share their church registration link to their members. The members register through that link, then download the app and stay connected. Now, there are lots of services on the platform that can be done. Services like, first, soul winning. Now, how do we use the product for soul winning? On every member's phone or app interface, they have their members, that they have their church registration link. So before the approach of evangelism was, you walk up to someone, you get their information on a piece of paper, then you probably tear that piece of paper, you take it back to church, you give it to someone, the person take that information, put it on an Excel sheet, pass it on to that person. Before the data gets from the person that won that soul to the person that's going to call that particular new soul, it's a lengthy process, and data must have even been changed from inappropriate entry. So what we did was, while you as a member, you're evangelizing to someone, you can simply just ask for the person's information. Instead of writing it on a piece of paper and keeping it and taking it to church, you can simply just put it into that church registration link. The system has already been programmed to automatically send a welcome message to the new first timer you've gotten email and SMS to ensure that this phone number or email we're getting is actually the correct one, and to also welcome the person to church first. Then it goes another step further by automatically assigning that new person that you are trying to win into your church to someone in the church who does follow up, making that person's data available for immediate phone call. So what happens is, immediately you input in that person you're trying to evangelize to, you input in his phone number, his name and everything, his other details. Someone has gotten his information and is calling him immediately. Now, once that follow-up team is done calling up the person, what it simply does is it goes to that same mobile app and pass its activity update that I have called this person and this person is definitely going to be coming to church. Let's watch out for him next week Sunday, and I will sure to give him that activity update on him. You send it, your HUD can see it on the web dashboard and say, oh, okay, cool, this person has actually been calling this person and all of that. So for soul winning, we help simplify the process and make the tracking and follow-up process very simple and highly effective. Another way is, now you brought this person into the church as a first-timer, the need for you to be able to nurture this person consistently with church-related programs and activities is highly essential. So on the dashboard where the church registers, they already have a couple of modules for to pass out in events, programs, announcements, reach out to them basically whenever they are having any special programs for them, even for the first timers. Because on the platform, the church would have onboarded their full church members so that they can easily play around with what they want to do in terms of engagement. So on the platform, let's say they have 4 vigils tomorrow or throughout the entire week. What the platform needs to do is just to know the dates and the time and automatically reminding them a day before, to automatically reminding them 1 hour before and automatically reminding them 15 minutes, 5 minutes before that time. So that we can ensure that whatever program or events you're pulling out for, you are going to get a massive turnout. Because we're in a world where people are distracted by either family, social, life, and all of that. So we thought about how can we be able to make the system so automated that even no matter how much you are either busy, you can be able to receive those notifications and know you don't need to miss out on the program. On the church end, the church can also tie it to their social profiles if they have Facebook, Instagram, they have whatever social profile, they can basically just tie it in there. So for people that cannot make it physically, can actually attend virtually. If there's any program announcement they want to push out, they can also push out to the platform. Another exciting thing we did was we understand that the church is already open to growth, and growth has to be outside the four corners of your wall. So how do we be able to help them grow? We help them open their doors to over 140 countries. So they can be able to get members in either in Dubai, in Kuwait, in Tanzania, Ghana, anywhere they are. If you have members you want to get there, you can get those members in there. It doesn't just stop there. Once those people become your members and they're staying connected to everything you're doing in your church, what happens is you can also be able to collect donations from those countries easily. Basically, all your donations that you get remitted in Naira, in pounds, in euros, and also in dollars. So when it boils down to the deeper part of the financial play in the system, the system also allows members sow financial seeds into the lives of their pastors. So normally, this has even happened to me in church sometime. There was a time way back when I was in church, I was a little bit down, and a pastor was preaching about something, and that particular message spoke to me. So I took what I had, I sowed a seed, I did a transfer, but the person right beside me wanted to also sow a seed, but she could not do a transfer, but she had only just 200 naira. And her mindset was, well, she just can't give a pastor 200 naira. Normally, it's not the quantity, it's not the value of the money that you give, it's the intent behind the money that you give when it's with respect to giving within the faith space. But because she was shy, she could not still give that amount of money and get her blessings, irrespective of that. So what we did was, right now, I can search for any pastor in my church, click on him, put in my comments, telling him why I'm sending him this financial seed and probably a prayer point. And immediately he receives it, I'll receive a prayer from the pastor praying for me, thanking me for that financial seed. So it eliminates the issue of either you're timid or you're shy or you feel like you're not worth it in terms of the money you want to give to your spiritual leader, your spiritual father. So for us, we help the church to grow. We help the church to stay connected. We help the church to intensify their engagement and automate their processes. And we allow the members to stay connected through various of all the services, but to also win souls through by sharing the gospel of our application system.
Absolutely. I think that's a very beautiful use case. But I would like to know, TK, what has been the adoption like so far? And, you know, you talked about Simple Church, some issues with the team, you know. So in building Eden now, what has been like the most important lessons you've learned so far? you know, and what has the adoption, has it been like so far?
So the adoption has been really great because when churches see the value, or let me say pastors and community leaders, when they see the value, they know immediately, and we're already having conversations on how we can basically onboard them. This year, I think January 1st this year, we onboarded one of our special clients, Domino City Legal State Headquarters, and we've actually been working with them. And yeah, we're currently using it in a couple of other churches as well, and the adoption has really been great. When it boils down to some of the things that I think we've learned, I think talking to customers is actually key. Talking to your customers and understanding their pain points is very, very key. I think that particular bit is very, very crucial if you want to build something that's going to offer the best experience to your customers, because experience, you can have the best products, you can put in the best technologies there, but if you don't understand their pain points, you don't understand their experience, you don't know how to simplify it and to make it easy, you're just going to lose them no matter the high-tech solution that you use. Also, I think what I learned is simplicity is key in building the product. You don't need to be too much. Yeah, you can offer your services that are a lot in a simple form, but don't be too much. Try to build and learn and iterate from there. So just be simple and you basically grow from there. One also needs to be clear with your focus and your goals, and also be dogged, because entrepreneurship is not something that is easy. We've passed through a lot, I and my team. We've passed through a lot before we even were able to launch and even go live, even get a couple of clients. So doggedness is something that we learned over the course of our years. We also learned that you need to keep improving and learning every day. You can't stop. You're basically running. You're in a race and you must win. So for you to win, you need to stay ahead. For you to stay ahead, you need to learn. You need to keep evolving. You need to keep learning every single day. You also need to be able to offer good leadership. Because I quickly understood that, because I worked with a couple of people that I really admired. Someone like Shegu Ademiemi, I really admired him while he was leading us at Amplified Payments. You need to be able to understand how leadership works and effectively use that to manage your team and basically lead them. Because if you don't understand what good leadership is, you lose your best talent. And once you lose your best talent, you cannot build something that's sustainable. You just can't, because people would always come and people would leave. So you need to be able to create a culture where people feel safe, where people feel loved, and where people feel they can be able to buy into this vision easily and keep you running. So I think one other thing I know is we also need to be prudent in terms of finances and how we get to spend our runways. And we also need to be flexible in terms of how can you be able to adapt quickly to the changes in the market, changes in your customers' preferences, and how can you be able to fit that into your current plan that you've laid out for the rest of the year or for the coming year. So flexibility and adaptability is very, very key, is what we learned over the past years. And I think those are the top things that we learned over the years.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, TK. So you mentioned something about runway, right? And that just like kind of connected to like fundraising for me, right? Of course, you can have runway based on money from your customers. But I want to know, How are you navigating fundraising? Are you raising funding for Eden? Have you raised, or you just want to, or you just bootstrapping this guy? Can you just share that with us?
Yes, so our current fundraising journey recently just started. We were talking to a couple of VCs, but we're really talking to VCs that align with our values and our goals. There's a lot of money out there in terms of finances, but you need to be able to know the kind of partner you're going into partnership with, because investment is very, very tricky, and it's a very rough game. So, but yes, we are currently in talks with a couple of VCs, and yeah, those VCs some are faith related, some are not faith related, and for us, the reason why we did not start before is we didn't start fundraising before because we're trying to see how we can be able to build some sort of network and partnership amongst churches. So we have some top partnerships around Foursquare, which was facilitated by one of our board advisors in Yuluwa Boyeji. So we have a partnership with a couple of one or two RCCG churches that basically in combination of all the networks and giving us access to over 20,000 to 30,000 sub parishes that we can easily register into the Eden platform. So after we got into this milestone, that we started our fundraising journey, and we're basically seeing a couple of good amounts of investments to push the company forward and basically create a sustainable business that basically draws people closer to God every day.
Absolutely. I mean, that's really interesting in terms of your approach to fundraising. Traction is always very important for investors, right? But I'm just curious, as you know, this is Curious Gay Podcast, and, you know, we like to stay curious, right? So in terms of like the fundraising journey, right, you know, what sector are you going to like categorize Eden? You know, I mentioned earlier in the podcast that you're trying to build Facebook plus Stripe, and you're trying to connect like 2.6 billion Christians across the globe. So what has that been? Are there investors that are like interested to invest in like faith-based, you know, product? Is that the way you're pitching that to investors? Or are you even thinking of maybe getting investors within the church community? How's that been like?
Very much open to having investments coming from different angles. But like I said, we are very much particular with the type of investors we get to engage with based on the values that we both share. So regarding our investment journey, yes, we are pitching our product as a community-based faith. Based product, a community platform that's so powerful that can accommodate as much as 2.3 billion Christians from anywhere in the world, because we're also a global brand registered in the United States, and can allow the flow of donations from anywhere in the world into central or any accounts in the world. So like what you saw on my profile on LinkedIn, we're basically building something like Facebook, but strictly for Christians, and allowing them to access payment services, faith-related services like Stripe and the others. So understanding this, it's a bit tricky for us as well. So our initial focus are more towards faith-related investment firms, right? That focusing on impact faith-driven entrepreneurs. And from there, we're also speaking to a couple of investors that are interested in building the next global payments or donation system that's basically going to be the most biggest would I use that word? And we're also speaking to a couple of investors that that understand the value of what we're looking to build with respect to building a community that basically unites Christians across the whole world. So like I said, or I'm still going to say, we're working or we're seeking to work with partners that understand our core mission. For us, we're working with or we're seeking to work with partners that understand our mission, to see the vision of what we're looking to build, and are ready to join us on the journey to getting people closer to God every day. So our values are very, very strong, irrespective of the niche of investment firms that we're talking to. We understand that, and we also have to have some sort of commitment with regards to those goals. So those are the things we're looking at while we undergo our fundraising journey.
Cool. So can we talk briefly about your business model, right? Since we're talking about investment numbers right now. So what's your business model like right now?
So our business model for now is a freemium package. The basic services is what we're offering right now to churches for free. So churches, irrespective of wherever they're doing or wherever they are, they can be to use our platform for free. On the donations end, yes, there's a that charges on the donations end, which is very, very fair compared to our competitors, and it's being facilitated by our partners Stripe and MoneyPoint. Then we also have plans on releasing future premium services. So services that basically need to allow us enable churches to automate their core services, basically accelerate their growth, heighten their engagement, and basically connect them to a more external community for them to be able to easily grow and move people from multiple communities or multiple social communities into the Christian community that they manage. So we have a lot of exciting features that we have coming up next year. And most of our clients, not even most, all of our clients, they understand this, and they are really, really happy and they're cool about our approach to making the business very, very sustainable, and at the same time making the business very, very easy for people like churches that don't have the talents to use computers, to churches that have the talents to be able to use computers. So we're making a very simple product, and yeah, that's pretty much how it is.
You won the Innovative Award from Royal Air Maroc. I mean, that's quite an achievement. So can you tell us about that award and how has that recognition, you know, just fueled your mission, you know, in building EDA?
Okay, so I think that this is one of the exciting bits because I remember the time I won this award, I was still with Amplified, and I was on the Shegun at the ME. So the day they brought this award thing to the office, Shegun was like, apply now. And I was like, no, I can't apply. Why should I will most likely not win and stuff like that. And it was like, apply, let's just apply for the company. I was like, okay, fine, no problem. Then we applied. And then we had a product called mTransfers. So it's just like one of the simple banking solutions that can allow you to bank across social apps. So we just built that, and we're trying to apply that to Royal Air Maroc for them to heighten or better that customer experience. So then we just put a couple of things together, and we pitched, and we won. And I was so shocked. We had to travel to Morocco. Then we had like a regional pitch competition across various companies and tech companies. I think it was being powered by La Factory in Morocco. Yeah. Then we later evolved as winners, and yeah, that partnership was there. So it was really amazing because the experience was it was something that I really, really wanted, I really enjoyed, I really liked, because it shaped a lot of stuff in me. Immediately I felt formidable, I felt strong, like I could do things. Right when I was in Morocco, I was seeing I could actually partner with a couple of American bands. I was looking at certain deals, certain negotiations and all of that. So it just made me understand that in everything you do, you need to put in your best, you need to keep pushing, and you need to never give up. You need to never give up until you win. So that alone has propelled me to ensure that no matter what I put my hands into, either this company or another company, I must always put my best in, push, and ensure that I win no matter what, by the grace of God.
All right. So tell us, what are your plans for the future for Eden? You mentioned you're releasing additional features next year. You know, so what are the other things you're looking to do with Eden? Or just tell us your plans looking into the future, if you like to share that with us.
So for us, we understand Eden to be not just a product, but a lifestyle. A lifestyle that you can pick up and basically just bring your family, your generation, basically just keep bringing your children in like that. So understanding that it's a lifestyle brand, right? We're basically seeing a future where, or we're building a future where Christians, irrespective of your age, so far you can have access to a smartphone in your country, you'll be able to have access to related content that will be able to grow your spiritual life. So not just individual, not just content from your church, but content from other creators that are creating content to propagate the gospel. Then we're also trying to see how we can infuse a couple of AI services that's going to allow us automate the core services that we offer to our clients, to ensure that they can focus on their preaching while we help them to do the heavy lifting. So there are lots of features that we're looking to achieve. I really don't want to talk too deep, but next year is going to be a great year. And next year is when we're going to open up the community, so that basically everybody, yes, for you Christian, you can come on board and you have access to all the services, even most likely a companion that will be able to work with you through your faith journey to ensure that you don't derail and you don't miss out in getting closer to God. So there are lots of exciting features we have coming up in the future, even next year. And if you want to stay connected or you want to know what's going on, I'll be releasing updates on my LinkedIn profile. My name is Kasali Olubatobi on LinkedIn. I release a lot of features of updates, and you can check it out there. And
yeah, all right, yeah. So that's really interesting. I'm looking forward to those exciting features. As you know, I have your app on my phone, so I'm one of your users, right? And yeah, I mean, what you're doing with Eden is very interesting. So, I mean, your comments, do you think there is need for a lot of innovation in faith-based organizations? What are your thoughts on that? And is there any other thing you would like to share with us as we round up?
So I think there's a huge need for technological innovation within the faith industry, because I had this vision to build the solution in 2017, and in 2017, a lot of churches didn't understand or embrace technology. They always prefer to worship in person, in church, hold hands and stuff like that. But in 2020, a lot of things changed because the pandemic came and shut everybody down. Then churches had to look for innovative ways to reach out, right, and stay connected. So because there's been a gap in adoption of technology within this industry and even technological innovation, it's now basically allowing churches to struggle in staying connected and grooming their members spiritually. Because right now, every Christian is basically building their spiritual life with using other third-party faith applications and social applications. Social applications that if they post a testimony or they post something that really attacking them or stuff like that. So the need for them to be able to keep building faith-related solutions that would create a safe space and allow Christians to be able to easily build their faith is highly necessary. So that when issues like the pandemic again comes, we'll be solid to be able to say, okay, this is not going to move us. This is not going to shake us because we have the technologies to ensure that every church keeps on operating irrespective of any global shutdown. Because the idea is we should be able to dominate and keep spreading the gospel. So no matter what happens in the economy, we should not be shut out. We should not be shut down. We should still remain connected. We should still remain strong and united and keep propagating the gospel. So
quickly, just tell us, is there any other thing you would like to share with us as we round up?
Christians need to be able to stay closer to God and easily build their faith. So we're very excited about the future and what Eden is doing. We're basically building the rails to ensure that over 2.3 billion Christians can be able to easily find their faith in God and get closer to Him. So for us at Eden, we understand the need and the pain points of our customers. And we're continuously building, and we're inviting, if you're a church leader, you're a church community leader, you're a pastor, you're an evangelist, you're a missionary, please kindly reach out to us on our Instagram profile, my_EdenParadise, and let's see how we could run partnerships. We're also open to partnerships with investment companies that align with our values and are eager to help us take Eden product to the next level and basically keep winning souls for God. So I'm very much open to those conversations, and thank you very much, Kay.
All right, TK, this has been a very amazing conversation, innovation in faith-based institutions. I think this is really amazing. Great work you're doing, Toby. Wish you all the best. Looking forward to more futures coming out of Eden. You know I'm your number one fan, right? So let's keep building. All right. Yeah, so thank you once again, for being on Curious K Podcast. And the listeners out there, I believe this has been an amazing conversation for you. I mean, this is an innovation in faith-based organization, and I believe that is very exciting for you to learn about. So thank you very much for listening. Remember, always stay curious, and see you next time. Bye-bye.